Imagine a female in your life, a teenager, maybe someone in their early 20s, that you really, really care about. Imagine she didn't call her family or friends for a day. Imagine that day turned into 100 days. Imagine it turned into 200 days. What would you want? Would you want everyone to keep their eyes peeled? Would you want anyone with any information to call a tip line? I recently saw a TikTok by a mother of a missing girl who was trying to bring awareness to her missing child, and it ripped at my heartstrings. And that's why, after so long of being on hiatus, I'm doing this episode today. To bring awareness to not one, but two cases of missing persons out of Kingsport, Tennessee. Today, I'm going to tell you about the mysterious disappearances of Layla Santanello and Holland Snap. Hi, true crime fans. You're tuning into Coffee, Murder, and Mystery, a true crime podcast where we discuss murder, mystery, and the supernatural. Don't forget to hit subscribe. Layla Santanello was last seen at Eastone Commons Shopping Center in Kingsport, Tennessee. This was June 27th, 2023. It's been almost 6 months. Layla is 20 years old, stands only 4 foot 10 inches tall, and weighs only 115 pounds. The reason I'm stating only is because her very petite frame is a very identifying characteristic. She has big brown eyes, and as of June, her hair was on the shorter side and bleached blonde with some dark roots showing. She was last seen wearing a white tank top with leggings. She has the Roman numerals IV:XX, representing 420, tattooed on her collarbone. She also has a very identifying Nova Grace tattooed on her right forearm. Layla, being an adult, was living with her boyfriend Mike and his family. Layla's parents didn't exactly feel Mike was a good influence on Layla. They seemed to have their issues and were always connected at the hip. On June 23rd, something happened, an argument of some sort, to cause Layla to leave the house, abruptly it seems, because she left her belongings all behind. Her wallet, her purse, her shoes, things you would not leave behind. Layla didn't even have her own cell phone. She shared one with her boyfriend, Michael. So now we have a small framed girl, supposedly walking alone, with no shoes, no phone, no wallet. Layla's mother, Jennifer, didn't know anything was wrong until the next morning, on June 24th, when she received a Facebook Messenger message from Layla's boyfriend, Michael. It seems as though Facebook Messenger is the main way that they communicated with family and friends. Although the message was from Layla's boyfriend, Michael, he was using Layla's Facebook Messenger. This was because they shared a phone. He had access to all of her apps. The message to Layla's mother asked if she knew if Layla was in jail. This, of course, prompted Jennifer to ask a series of questions, but unfortunately, Michael didn't feel like answering them at the time, and he ignored her. Now we have a worried mother. She's calling hospitals, police stations. Unfortunately, Jennifer didn't get any answers until later that night when another message came through. The message appeared to be from Layla, seeing that her boyfriend or potentially ex-boyfriend now has messaged her mother. She says, "I'm fine, Mom." Jennifer's response, "Why the hell did he think you were in jail?" Layla, "I don't know. I've been with a friend. I don't have a phone to text or call. I'm using someone else's." At this point, Jennifer feels it's best to let Layla go. After all, Michael has access to this Facebook Messenger and these messages. This is not a private conversation. Jennifer says, okay, I love you. And Layla responds, I love you so much more. Jennifer was relieved. She didn't exactly like Layla being in this relationship. She was hoping this was the end of it. Her daughter would come home. She did not know those would be the last words that she would read from her daughter. On Monday, June 26th, Michael messages Jennifer more. He seems really concerned about Layla. He definitely thinks everyone should be concerned about Layla. But Layla's mother doesn't know what to think. She thinks Michael is trying to get information from her. He wants to find her daughter. They've had a fight, potentially broken up. Things are heated, and she doesn't want to give him any information. And at that, she didn't exactly have much to give. Michael is also contacting Layla's father, and the whole family is starting to grow really concerned. This is when Layla's mother and father decide to have a conversation. They have to make a decision. How long do they wait before they report their daughter missing? She hasn't contacted, but she also is an adult that does not live with them. Sometimes she might go 5 or 6 days without contacting her parents. That's not abnormal for someone in their 20s, especially someone supposedly staying at friends without access to a phone. But the more and more they try to reach her, they want her to reach out, and they just can't get a hold of their daughter. Eventually, they decide it's time to go to the police. And in the middle of the night, Layla's dad makes the call. Layla is too old for an Amber Alert, but police do take the call seriously. They do file a missing persons report, and they do start verifying the whereabouts of Layla. Within a few days, they're able to verify that Layla, the night that her parents reported her missing, was at the AmeriCorps Motel in Kingsport. But things still do not appear to be going very well for Layla. She's still wearing the same white tank top, leggings, and she's not wearing shoes. Some witnesses stated that she seemed distressed. They even offered her a help. They offered for her to use their cell phone or call someone, and Layla declined these offers. It's still not understood why. It's been said that Layla was knocking on different doors, just going door to door. There was a possible altercation. I don't know if she was involved in it, but she ended up running off into the woods. It's suspected that she spent the night in the woods. Employees at a storage facility claim to have seen her in what I understand to kind of be like maybe a field type area where she really stood out to them. They've been able to verify using surveillance video that Layla was then seen walking towards Kingsport Greenbelt, which from my understanding is a walking, maybe biking path. And that is the last video footage that anyone has of Layla. Around lunchtime, an employee at the Marble Slab Creamery claims to have seen Layla or found her out back. This is what her mom believes to be the last sighting of her. But even though the employee claims to have had a pretty long conversation with Layla, even given her food and drink, there seems to be some debate on if Layla actually went to the creamery. The employee even claimed that Layla left the creamery with intention of going to a Five Below to buy a cheap pair of shoes, maybe flip-flops. I mean, at this point, she has been shoeless for a few days, it seems like. But when Layla walks away from the creamery, that's it. She vanishes into thin air. It's not known by the general public how it was determined, but police have said that they are certain Layla did not arrive at Five and Below. Now, based upon the story that I've just told you, you might be wondering, were drugs a factor? She was at a motel. It seemed like shady things were possibly happening. And the answer is yes. It is possible. But before you judge, I want to remind you that Layla was 20. And people make mistakes. And just because people make mistakes doesn't mean they don't deserve our attention or our search efforts. As a matter of fact, I would say that the activities that she was potentially engaging in and the people that she was around put her in more danger, and therefore she deserves our help and attention more. Especially because Layla is the mother of a little girl named Nova Grace, who would really love it if she came back home. You might be thinking, she's on a 6-month bender. But if she were, it seems to me that she would need money. And Layla has missed her birthday. Her father always gives her money for her birthday, but she did not call and she did not come home. If Layla was on a bender, I would say potentially the people that she was with would want the reward money that's being offered for her. I would think one of them might call in a tip. Layla has missed Thanksgiving with her daughter, and it looks as though she'll be missing Christmas with her too. It is not normal for Layla not to contact her family. She has never gone more than 5 or 6 days without contacting her family, and even then, she was in contact with her friends. Not only has Layla not contacted any of her family or her friends, but her social media has been completely inactive. And let's not forget, she didn't even have her purse or wallet. The search for Layla is an open and ongoing investigation, and there is a reward for information that brings her home. I was going to give the amount for the reward, but it seems like it's fluctuating because the family has been using the money from the GoFundMe that they've raised to hire a private investigator. They've been putting up flyers. I think that they're looking into billboards. So they're using that money where they can to help find their daughter. How can you help? First and foremost, talk about Layla. Word of mouth is huge. Get the word out, especially if you're in the Tennessee area. They're finding that a lot of local people have not heard of this case. It has not gotten enough coverage. Her mother and father and stepmother are using their social medias to really try to get the word out to people, but you can help by word of mouth. You can also help by following the Facebook pages, following her mother's TikTok. Search Jennifer or Layla Santinello. Help this case gain exposure by reposting the videos and the missing persons flyer on your own social media. Keep your eyes and ears peeled. Layla has a lot of very identifying characteristics. She has the tattoo of Nova Grace on her arm, the words Nova Grace. She has the tattoo on her collarbone of the Roman numerals symbolizing 420. And she may not be in the Kingsport area anymore. So if you're in the surrounding states or anywhere really in the United States, keep an eye out for those things. She's very small in stature with those identifying tattoos. Someone out there knows something, and I think the reward is currently $3,000, but as I said, it does fluctuate. You could be the one that calls in the tip that brings Layla home. The family is asking that if you were in the area on June 27th, check your dash cams if you have them. Check your phone. Were you taking selfies near the creamery or near that walkway? She could be in the back of one of your photos. Your dash cam could show her walking down the street. Police have been investigating. There have been searches. And so far, there has been no sign of Layla. And as much heartbreak as her mother has had to deal with, she has had to deal with a multitude of misinformation, as well as harassment from people. Let's remember, we cannot assume what happened to her daughter. If every person that listened to this podcast donated $1 to her GoFundMe, it would be a tremendous help with the family search efforts. I'm going to post the missing persons flyer on our Facebook page, or you can just Google Layla Santinello. The names of the family will be in the show notes. Remember, somebody knows something. And if it's you, you can call the Tennessee Police Department at 423-246-9111 or 423-229-9429. And that brings us to our second missing person case out of Kingsport, Tennessee. Holland Snap. I really hope I'm not butchering these names. Her name is spelled HollynSnapp. Holland went missing only 5 miles from the last place that Layla was seen. Holland is also very small in stature. She's 4'10" tall, 80 pounds. She has brown hair and hazel eyes. Holland is 19 years old and was last seen in Kingsport in the area of Bell Ridge Drive. It was October 15th, 2023. Holland was in the foster system until she was 10 years old when she was adopted by Heather Snap. It seems that Holland also has a relationship with her former foster parent, Leslie Hunt. I wasn't able to find nearly as much information on Holland, but it seems that she didn't live in Kingsport. She had to choose to stay in Kingsport to get the mental health treatment that she needed. Although Holland is 19 years old, it's said that she functions on the level of a 9 or 10 year old. Holland is known to speak on the phone with her mother daily, which is why it does seem strange that she wasn't reported missing until October 22nd. I think that this may be because it is also possible that drugs were a factor in Holland's disappearance. Now, we've had the question of, are these two cases related? They're just a few months apart. These girls share many common characteristics, the drug use, the small stature. There are some things in common. Are they related? No one can say for sure at this time. I don't think there's any evidence that they are related, but there's also not evidence that they aren't related. I don't think it's known how well the girls knew each other, but people have gone through their social media and found that they have about 3 friends in common. Now, does this mean that they really knew each other? I don't think so. I think if I went through my kids who are in their early 20s social media, I mean, you could probably connect them to about any other kid in their 20s in this area. But it also might mean something. It definitely seems strange. The disappearance of Holland Snap is an ongoing investigation. If you have any information, or even think that you have any information, you can call 423-279-7330 or 1-800-TBI-FIND. We will be posting Holland's missing persons poster on our social media as well. You can also find it doing a simple Google search, and we ask you to share the missing persons posters of both these girls. If we each put in a small gesture, maybe we can help get them home safe. As always, thanks for listening. And remember, evil people are everywhere. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Coffee, Murder, and Mystery.
You can find us on the web at www.coffeemurderandmystery.com. We are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we also have a YouTube channel. All references for today's podcast are available in our show notes. If you enjoyed our show, please consider giving us an Apple Podcast 5-star rating, sharing our show with your friends, and leaving a review. This helps us by allowing more people to find our show. If you would like to support our show with a financial contribution, please consider joining our Patreon. Joining our Patreon at the $5 level will give you a bonus episode on the second week of the month, as well as a second bonus episode on the fourth week of the month. Or go to buymeacoffee.com for a one-time contribution. We appreciate all of our listeners. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. Thank you so much for listening. The information provided in this podcast is solely of our opinion and based upon research that we have conducted via the internet. If you feel that we have represented something inaccurately or unfairly, you can send us an email at coffeemurdermystery@gmail.com. Thanks for your support.